We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
With each generation, there are new challenges, new ways of doing things, new music, new books, new TVs, new shows, new mindsets, and new ideas that influence that generation. Based on research, there's a generation gap that exists with each generation. A generation gap is the difference of opinions on music, values, politics, etc., that occurs between one generation and another, usually between younger people, their parents, and the grandparents. That gap can imply that there will be some gains and losses that will affect the next generation in a positive or negative way, ultimately injecting society with hope of despair. That gap can be bridged by taking what worked in one generation and teaching it to the next generation with an example of how to implement what was taught. That gap can be bridged by old methods that have been proven to work, like parents raising their children. That gap can be bridged by old methods that demands respect, like parents teaching your children to respect others. That gap can be bridged by old methods that teach you to respect yourself, parents being an example of how respecting yourself looks. That gap can be bridged by old methods that teach children and young people to respect their elders, parents respecting their elders. When you sit back and take a good look at what we are experiencing in society today, not from the cheap seats of looking at somebody else, but from the front row seat of looking at yourself, we will see how we can make changes in our homes that will ultimately affect change in our society. Laws on the books don't change people. They have their place and are definitely needed. They redirect us. They help us to see where we went wrong. They present us with guidelines on how to conduct ourselves, but they don't change us. People change people. God shares with us in the book of Judges where we are today. Judges is the tragic sequel of the book of Joshua. In Joshua, the people were obedient to God, conquering the land. In Judges, they were disobedient, adulterous, and often defeated. Why? The answer lies in Judges chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. I would like for you to focus on Judges chapter 2, verse 7, and verses 10 and 11. The next generation identified here as another generation did not know the Lord nor the works which he had done for Israel. Why didn't they know? Their parents did not teach them, and the results were evil, adulterous worship. They forsook the Lord and did what they wanted to do. Today we are in a state of disobedience. We are doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, where we want to do it, and with whomever we want to do it with. This may rub some people the wrong way. The truth often does when we don't want to hear it. Together, you and I can begin to correct and redirect society by taking the time to teach our children, the next generation, about the Lord and the mighty works he has done in our lives. Let's begin today. Let's learn from the book of Judges. We are the hope for tomorrow. So be encouraged today as you go about teaching your children about what the Lord has done for you. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.